And with a message which basically says that you should take back there, into the outside world, the state of purity that you've reached through prayer. It's as if there's a written program here telling you how to experience the building and how to look at it. But for those who worshipped and still worship here, there's another way of reading this writing. Placed high above the prayer hall, the script becomes almost illegible. When it was first painted, many of the faithful would have been illiterate. And even for those who could read, the clarity of the message is obscured in the rhythm and patterns of the text.
This very magnificent, elaborate script is quite complex. It's not always easy to read, and I don't think it's always meant to be read, because sometimes it's there also as a form of blessing, and just by looking at it, you can absorb some of that blessing.
What we have to remember is that writing can work in other ways. Here, we're seeing God represented in visual form, but not as human. Here, God is displayed as his word in the Quran. It's God in the art of writing. Now, Islam is by no means the only religion to use writing as a way to negotiate the problem of how you represent the divine. The Christian Gospels, for example, can claim that God is the Word. But in Islam, more than anywhere else, we see the image becoming the Word, and the Word becoming the image.